Overall, about 15,000 Iraqi refugees have resettled in the U.S. in the past year and a half. One of them is Alaa Naji. In the second part of a two-part series, NPR's Kathy Lohr has this report on Naji's transition to America.
At the beginning of the war, Alaa Naji's husband was killed when a car bomb exploded at the Jordanian embassy in Iraq. She got a job to support her two small children, and because of her English degree, found work with the United Nations and the U.S. Army in Baghdad. But after a couple of months, Alaa started getting notes that threatened her family's life.
And they said, "You're gonna be killed. Prepare yourself. You're gonna be killed." The colleagues, they said, "Alaa, your life is very dangerous. Your work is very sensitive. You work in a very dangerous place, and please think for your kids."
Alaa escaped to Jordan, where she worked with the UN and the International Red Cross. Then she heard the U.S. was accepting Iraqi refugees, so she applied.
I prayed a lot. I prayed for 5 years till my prayer come true.
Alaa and her two children, now 8 and 9 years old, arrived in the U.S. in May. Her mother and two sisters, who also fled Iraq, got here about a year ago. On this evening, Alaa's mom cooks a dinner of salmon, soup, and rice. It's a tremendous help to have family living in Atlanta. At first, Alaa worked as an interpreter on call. She met some Iraqis who had lived in the U.S. for more than a year, doctors, lawyers, and engineers. She says many had not found jobs. But because of Alaa's persistence, she landed a full-time position as a case manager with the International Rescue Committee in Atlanta.
For me, I said, no problem. I have to prepare myself for everything. As long as it's a decent job, the job that will enable me to pay the bills, the rent, cover my cost living. I didn't dream that I'm going to find a job. And that job was more than that I ever expected or dreamed of.
Last weekend, as part of the job, Alaa visited a family of four from Myanmar. They are new arrivals and had been in the U.S. less than 24 hours.
Did you sleep well?
Yes.
Yes? So welcome here to the United States.
It was a particularly chilly morning when Alaa came to check on the couple and their two toddlers and to offer the family their first bit of assistance, a $400 check to buy food.
We will send someone from IRC to help you to do the shopping, but it's good for you to shop for 2 weeks, the rice, the food, the sugar, the oil, everything that your kids and your family needs.
Outside the apartment complex, Alaa says she's thrilled to find a job that she knows so much about from firsthand experience.
I can feel the refugees when they come here. They need help. They need someone to show them the way, how to start. And it means a lot for me to feel that I will be part of their life. At least it's the important part, because it's the beginning, the first days when they come here to the United States, they will remember the same that happened with me.
Alaa and her sisters are working long hours as they begin to get settled in this country. 16-year-old Noor goes to school and works at a restaurant on weekends. Maha, who is 21, takes care of their mother. Maha hopes to go back to school and finish her degree one day, but Alaa and Maha say being here is a chance to start over, away from the war and the violence.
We feel more safe now. At least I can sleep. I don't have to worry about there's maybe somebody in the street, or if I go outside, somebody will maybe kidnapping me or do anything, you know. This peace is something very important.
Yeah.
And even if you live in a heaven without peace, you will not feel that you live in heaven.
Making it here is a challenge for this family, but they're okay. In fact, they recently got some wonderful news that Alaa's 25-year-old brother, who escaped to Syria in 2005, would join them in America this month. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.